$1,000 in federal taxes this year on income of $784,000. He and First Lady Laura Bush had nearly $78,000 in charitable contributions. Investors took it on the chin for a third straight day today. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 all tumbled in spite of declining oil prices.
Oil has gone from $59 a barrel to just over $50 a barrel, and looks like it made at least a short-term top, and that's positive for everybody and the economy.
Al Goldman, a market strategist for A.G. Edwards. Florida authorities, who are leading the search for 13-year-old Sarah Lundy, are asking searchers to also keep an eye peeled for beer bottles. That's because Sarah's brother Andrew saw a registered sex offender take a beer from the family's refrigerator the night his sister disappeared.
At 5 o'clock in the morning, a guy named David knocked on the door. He asked where my mom was at, and I told her she was out for the weekend. And he took one step in the house and picked a beer bottle up and left.
Police have questioned that man, but they have not identified him as a suspect. This is CNN Radio News.
According to the EPA, nearly all fish contain traces of mercury. Yet fish is a rich source of omega-3s, important for the health of our heart, mind, and joints. So how do you know your omega-3 supplement is safe? TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 can match. And it's concentrated, so unlike others, you only need one each day. Be sure it's pure. Get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit-forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Two men detained today when one of them repeatedly tried to enter the cockpit of a Northwest Airlink flight from Detroit to New York. Northwest spokesman Philip Reed.
The gentleman continued to stand up repeatedly despite commands from the flight attendant to sit. After several times, she informed the cockpit, who, in following proper procedures, contacted JFK, and the authorities met the aircraft.
The FBI later released the men, saying alcohol may have been a factor in their strange behavior. A frustrating day for some commuters in the Northeast. Amtrak canceled its Acela Express service between Washington, New York, and Boston because of cracks in the braking system. The train will be out of service at least through Wednesday. Tough day on the witness stand for the woman who says her son was molested by Michael Jackson. The singer's lawyers got her to admit that she had lied under oath at least twice in a previous case. The exchange became heated at times, with the judge eventually admonishing both sides. This is news from CNN Radio. Sad news today for oldies fans. CNN Radio's John Lawrence says a 60s band leader has died.
Keep a-wearing your green.
John Fred died Friday after a lengthy illness. He and his Playboy band became big with the hit Judy in Disguise with Glasses. That song, which was a spoof of the Beatles' Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, topped the charts in early 1968. Fred was 63 years old. John Lawrence, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
And it's been fodder for late-night comedians, but officials with the Wendy's hamburger chain say that chili finger incident is not a laughing matter. The company's top executive says sales have plummeted in Northern California franchises, forcing layoffs and reduced hours. He says he's confident the finger did not come from the restaurant, and he's now offering a $100,000 reward to find out where it did come from. I'm Greg Black, and this is the CNN Radio Network.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
This country has had a little problem on its intelligence and a little problem on credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Bolton wanted to give a speech at the Heritage Foundation saying that Cuba had a bioterrorism program that it was trying to export.
Huh.
And the thing wrong with that was that it didn't.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
The moment she sees you, she gets excited. She jumps into your lap. She licks your face. She jumps down and runs off, barking. She wants you to chase her. She doesn't know you can't play like you used to, because she doesn't know you're paralyzed. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when that truck came out of nowhere, you would have been stuck in that wheelchair. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. And you'd be rolling around on the floor by now. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Truth Seekers, here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Rockin' my day.
No, don't pay the ransom. I escaped. Sorry about last night, y'all. As Kathy posted on the website, had a minor dental emergency. You know, we thought later, what's a minor emergency? Those seem to be two words that cancel each other. Just a minor dental emergency, all right? Everything's cool. Everything's fine. I just couldn't talk last night. And then I found out that Randy's program was a rerun yesterday, too. And, boy, I'll bet that started the rumors. Well, they fired Malloy. They fired Randy. Damn. No, not yet. Not yet. Welcome, Truth Seekers, to Friday night. We have some Bush in his own words tonight that is pretty astonishing. He addressed the American Society of Newspaper Editors when was that? Today? Yesterday? In D.C.? And we have some sound from that. Well, of course you'll believe it. the stupidity is just unbelievable. But that's all right. We're all focused on Bush's stupidity. In the meantime, 73 Democrats in the House decide to cut the throat of the working class, just like 19 senators in the Senate did. And, okay, the bankruptcy bill. And also Negroponte gets approved by the Senate committee that was listening to testimony. And these cowardly SOBs, they took their vote behind closed doors. Now, of course, the vote will get out, but, you know, they did it so that Republicans don't care who knows how they vote. They don't give a tinker's damn. So who requested the vote on Negroponte and his neo-Nazi assistant be taken behind closed doors? Well, that's right, the Democrats. I don't know. I don't know. It's been a bad week. Negroponte gets the committee's nod. Bankruptcy bill is passed. Frist is ready. Frist and delay are inches away from a serious effort to turn this country into a theocracy. You understand that, don't you? Right? I know you do. I know you understand that. We are so close. We are closer now to this country being a neo-fascist or a religio-fascist Protestant right-wing theocracy than at any time in our country's history. And there seems to be no resistance to it. People for the American Way, some non-government organizations are putting up some resistance here. But the Democrats in the House and the Senate, they're just laying back on their backs with their legs and arms up in the air, going, woo-woo, woo-woo, what time is it? Is it time to eat? Woo-woo, woo-woo, what time is it? Is it time to eat? Woo-woo, woo-woo. My God, it's just not been a good week. It has not. There is still a little humor out there, though, in Tennessee. Tennessee recently passed a bill that it was called the Marriage Protection Amendment to the state the Constitution. The Senate approved this Marriage Protection Amendment back in February. It defined marriage as a historical institution and legal contract solemnizing the relationship of one man and one woman. It also forbid, of course, same-sex marriages. There was an attempt to include a constitutional ban on adultery in the amendment, too. Well, anyway, the chairman of the Senate Republican Caucus, the chairman of the state of Tennessee, Senate Republican Caucus, the guy who authored this bill, his name's Jeff Miller, has been cheating on his old lady, according to what's been filed in a divorce case in the papers, cheating on his wife. No, you're not surprised. I'm not surprised either. The hypocrisy of these people is stunning. It's just stunning. So while this guy is trying to get passed and gets passed in the Tennessee Senate, an amendment to a larger bill that would solemnize marriage and this and that, and oh my goodness, what do you want to bet this guy's a Christian? What do you want to bet he's a Baptist? What do you want to bet that he hates queers and or says he does? What do you want to bet that he's a lying, sneaking cheat? Well, his wife in her divorce paper says, yeah. She says he is very hypocritical, fighting for the sanctity of marriage and not keeping his own. The senator's wife of 15 years, Bridget Suzanne Miller, said in a report in the Chattanooga Times Free Press. Now, the lying hypocrite, the dirty, filthy, whoremongering, lying hypocrite with a wife and children said in his statement,
well, you know, divorce is a very difficult time for everyone. It's a very private matter which is played out in public proceedings. My chief concern right now is the best interest of our children. Goo, goo, goo. Goo goo, best interest of our children. Goo goo goo.
Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? This, it just doesn't stop, does it, huh? But this is the party of God. These are the kinds of people who are going to be running the United States once it becomes a theocracy, and we're very, very close. We're very close. Bill Frist. What is it with Tennessee and Texas? Senator Bill Frist of Tennessee is now linking himself with these neo-religio-fascist right-wing groups and issuing forth malicious charges of religious bigotry. He says the Democrats are using the veto in the Senate to keep Christians out of public office. I'm this close. I'm 2 or 3 millimeters away from saying stuff that will cost me my job on this network in radio for the rest of my life. That's how close I am. And every night when it's getting to the point when I see what's going on, every night I have to balance. Okay, how badly do you want a paycheck, Malloy? You know, what satisfaction will you get in going on the air? And before they can cut off your program in New York, really, really unloading. And every night it comes up the same thing. I'd rather work. So I don't know. But Frist, here's a guy who brings dishonor, disgusting dishonor to the Senate, to himself, to the history of the Senate, making a decision, and it's coming. That the very foundation of this country, this is a republic. The reason it was set up like this was to nullify, who said it? The tyranny of the majority. Now, I know a lot of people say it's a democracy. No, it's not. And it never has been. It's a democratic republic where the will of the majority is stopped just short of lynch mob law. By our Constitution, that demands an acknowledgement and respect of the minority. Part of that apparatus is the filibuster. Now Frist and these religious psychopaths, I'm going to tell you something. We're on the verge of a religious war in this country. Do you understand that? Now, I don't know what I'm talking about. Am I talking about a shooting war? I have no idea. I don't know. But I do know that there are mainstream Christians out there who have just about had their bellies full of this piggery. I know there are Jews and Muslims and Baha'is and Wiccans and all sorts of people who do believe in a supreme being, who do believe in religious doctrine, who are sick to their stomachs of what these right-wing religious Nazis are doing, these Protestant psychopaths who are trying to turn this country into a theocracy. There's going to be, if this continues, there's going to be a religious war. You know it as well as I know it. These are really dishonest, destructive, despicable, filthy tactics on the part of Frist. Who does he think believes that Democrats are trying to keep Christians out of public office? What the hell? Somebody ought to say to this cockeyed senator, okay, give me the name of one Christian anywhere in America on any level who is kept out of public office of any sort because of his or her Christian faith. Give me one, you lying senator. Give me one. Oh, man. I don't know. This is fantasy land. This is the kind of fantasy land that comes from years and years of drinking and drugs and self-abuse. And obviously, that's what these Republican fundamentalists have been involved in. Years of it. And this is the fantasy land they're constructing out of that. It's astonishing, isn't it? This is my country? This is your country? Not anymore, booby.
This tax week, Mother Jones Magazine reminds you who gets the big tax breaks under this administration. Corporations. In the April issue, Mother Jones brings you the behind-the-scenes story on the massive tax cut Bush didn't want you to know about. Last year, Bush quietly signed a $137 billion tax break, but it was only for corporations. This was one of the largest giveaways to industry in decades. General Electric got $1 billion in tax breaks. Four Texas companies got permission to set up offshore tax shelters and avoid taxes. Almost any company that could hire a lobbyist got some kind of kickback. Republican Senator John McCain said it was the worst example of special interest power he'd ever seen. Already corporate taxes are at their lowest in 20 years. But this administration keeps giving breaks to corporations and the wealthy. And the rest of us get stuck with the bill. Something to remember on April 15th. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Morning sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The unemployment numbers are lies because the unemployment rate has dropped to a relatively low 5.2%, it says, but that doesn't account for the hundreds of thousands of people that have given up.
What happens is when you stop collecting, you stop being an unemployment statistic. They have dropped out of the labor market so that the number looks good, but the facts tell a different story.
Morning sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gassing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, Future Mark. Hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours. So there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff. Everything grabs onto something. A couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There. It stopped.
All right, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very swimmy. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
Start your weekend with Forward Forum, Saturday mornings at 9 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Past the hour, an email here from Lynn. Is it from Lynn? Yeah. Who is the moderator at HoustonDemocrats.com. Go to that website, will you please? HoustonDemocrats.com. There is a rally tomorrow to indict Tom DeLay in Houston because DeLay is going to be there addressing the NRA banquet during the NRA convention tomorrow night at 8 p.m. It says here the Bay Area, that would be Houston, the Bay Area New Democrats are leading the charge to plan a peaceful protest aimed at DeLay, not the NRA. We want, and simply because, as Lynn writes, let's keep our eye on the prize, folks. We want to be sure that we give Mr. DeLay the big welcome he deserves. We are expecting a very large crowd, but we need every person there. Bring your family and friends, Democrat or Republican. We intend to start gathering at 6 o'clock in place by 6:30 and protest until 8:30 or so and then go out afterwards to celebrate. So find out about this online. HoustonDemocrats.com. HoustonDemocrats.com. If you live in Texas or Louisiana, Alabama, check this out. Oklahoma. All right. Thanks for writing, Lynn. Wish I lived in... No, I don't. What was that? I wish I lived in Houston. Oh, no. Atlanta's bad enough. You hear about Hannity telling his guests what to say? Why does everybody get surprised about this? This is in today's New York Daily News. Was it today? I think it was today. On the March 31st installment of the Shouting Head Show, the guests included two of the late Terry Schiavo's former nurses, Trudy Capone and Carla Sauer, Iyer, arguing that their patient wasn't brain dead. Between commercials, according to an off-air audio tape obtained by investigative comedian Harry Scherer for last Sunday's episode of his weekly radio program, Le Show, Hannity coached the women on exactly how to respond when co-host Alan Combs cross-examined them. Hannity can be heard instructing his guests, just say I'm here to tell what I saw. No matter what the question, just say I'm here to tell you what I saw. I'm here to tell you what I saw. Hannity adds helpfully, say, I'm not going to be distracted by silliness. How's that? Does that help you? Look into that camera. Look at me when I'm talking. And look into the camera and say, on the air, the guests performed beautifully. I didn't have any opinions or judgments. I was there, she declared. And after the segment ends, Hannity gushes off the air to the nurses. We got the points out. It's hard. This isn't easy, but you both did great. Both thanks, you guys. The nurses are powerful, weren't they? Why is anybody surprised about that? Huh? Hannity is the pig man's parrot. Hannity is, I don't know. To hell with it. Why even talk about it? But don't be surprised. Fox is a scummy, slimy channel. It has been since day one. Everyone who works there is a slime ball. What? There's some liberals that work there? Get out of here. I don't care. Everyone who works there is a slime ball. U.S. Energy Secretary Sam Bodman warned all of us today. Did you hear about this? He's warning. Here it comes. Americans should expect high prices for gasoline and other energy sources in the years ahead. You know why? Well, here's why. Because we are consuming energy faster than we can produce it. So there. Bodman said the government should do more to encourage... He is the government! He said the government should do more to encourage consumers to buy appliances that use less energy and choose cars and trucks that get better gasoline mileage. Oh, okay. At this is for real. At WhiteHouse.gov, apparently the Nazi Alberto Gonzalez, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, Gonzalez, went online the other day, interactive forum, where he took questions. Have I got time? Just do a little bit. Just a little bit. Good afternoon. This is Alberto Gonzalez. I am pleased to be able to answer your questions today. As you know, I testified before Congress regarding the renewal of 16 provisions of the USA Patriot Act, and I look forward to continuing this dialogue with you so that we can help to keep America safe from terrorism while protecting our civil liberties. Okay, let's get started. Teresa from Middleburg, Virginia writes, Mr. Gonzalez, how has your role in serving the president changed from being his lawyer to being his attorney general? Thank you for your time. Alberto. Good question, Teresa. My role has indeed changed since being confirmed as Attorney General. While I was counsel to the President, I served as the President's lawyer. As Attorney General, my primary allegiance is now to the Constitution and the American people. Mm. Chris from Connecticut writes, Attorney General Gonzalez, I feel like I hear so many different sides of the Patriot Act. Could you please tell me exactly what it is, why we have it, and when it was enacted? Thank you. Oh, well, thanks for your question, Chris. The Patriot Act was enacted with great care and overwhelming bipartisan support in October 2001, and the Act provides law enforcement and intelligence investigations with additional necessary tools to protect America. Next question.
Hi. I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Well, there's no need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available to America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger. And all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that has been proven to work. These amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. Call toll-free 800-372-3383. That's 800-372-3383. For your unconditional money-back guarantee, call 800-372-3383 or visit myh57.com.
Mother Jones Magazine gives you the best investigative reporting and progressive opinion. Subscribe today at readmojo.com and get a full year for only $10. That's right, $10 for a year of this truly independent magazine. Mother Jones is run by a nonprofit, so we're free from the bias of corporate media. We dig deep to bring you the truth behind the spin. Mother Jones, the best in independent news at readmojo.com. Subscribe today at readmojo.com.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Watching the final episodes of this season's West Wing on NBC has left me wondering why their presidential nominees have to be fictional characters. Unlike most real-life Republicans, their candidate on the show, played by Alan Alda, refuses to pander to religious conservatives and insists on the separation of church and state. Unlike many real-life Democrats, their candidate on the show, played by Jimmy Smits, offered revolutionary ideas for reform, refusing to pander to the polls. Einley Rayburn and I know it's just a show, but it doesn't have to be. Remember when Russ Feingold first ran for U.S. Senate? He put a contract with the people of Wisconsin on his garage door. He refused pay raises, large corporate out-of-state donations, and held town hall meetings in every Wisconsin county at least once every year. He's the only one to vote against the Patriot Act. He's fought for real campaign finance reform. He even alienated me and other progressives like me by voting against the assault weapons ban and by allowing our president carte blanche to pick his cabinet. Now the junior senator from Wisconsin is testing the waters for a presidential bid in 08. Feingold has taken the Democrats' message to the South, where many progressive politicians fear to tread. He was promoting his 50-state strategy in Alabama, where he drew a crowd of well over 100 in Birmingham and received a standing ovation. Russ has also started a new Leadership Political Action Committee, or PAC. His Progressive Patriots Fund, which has raised about $100,000, will be used for crisscrossing the country to spread his political message. Senator Feingold is a viable candidate to lead the free world because his convictions transcend party lines. Here in Wisconsin, John Kerry won the state by just over 10,000 votes, while Russ was reelected by more than 330,000 votes. He's authored a real alternative to the Patriot Act called the SAFE Act that would, among other things, narrow the definition of terrorists, which currently can include any protest group. Russ Feingold will obviously not be corporate America's first choice in 2008, but he is mine. He won't receive big campaign contributions from the deep pockets of big business, but he'll get a little from me. After 16 years of presidential pandering, President Feingold would be an American dream come true for all of us.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
George Bush's right-hand man is now a Halliburton lobbyist.
And I heard he broke his femur. Oh, no, he was FEMA director. Yeah, sometimes we have low standards here.
Right.
I just wanted to...
You just had to do that, didn't you?
I just wanted to do it, Joe Scarborough. He's a Nobel Prize-nominated head of FEMA.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever. I talked to Colin Powell. He said,
sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time.
I said, no, you know why? Because it's my United States of whatever. Yeah, and this is my
whatever.
President Bush,
don't talk to me now. President Shiva, you died to stay gone.
Whatever.
Leave it to me. Hello.
This is Putin. Russia will veto war.
I see. Whatever. Mr. President, North Korea's got nukes. Oh, ding dong dong ding ding dong dong. Translation? Whatever.
I am Bin Laden. You still have not caught me.
I'm George W. You know what the W stands for? Yet.
Whatever.
Hi, and this is ding ding dong, ding ding dong dong.
Whatever.
I hope you got the message.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Now, pals, the nation's leaders in progressive talk are on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
Streaming at themic921.com.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
I would not run from the Holocaust. I would not run from the bomb. I'd welcome the chance to meet my maker and fly into the sun.
26 before the hour. Don't forget, I want to stress this again. I believe that any time this insane bug man, this exterminator, liar, cheat, defrauder of the American public, menace to society. What else is he? Just a disgusting human being. In addition to being a hypocrite, Tom DeLay, no matter where he speaks, get the word out and surround the place. Surround it. Now, he's going to speak in Houston tomorrow night at the NRA banquet. And HoustonDemocrats.com. If you live in that area, go to the website. For God's sake, somebody is taking the time to organize against this pig. Support it. Support it. It's tomorrow, Saturday night. You don't have to get up Sunday. Well, maybe you do have to get up Sunday. Good. That's right. I forgot. It's Bush's America. So what? You have to do this. You have to do this. Now get the information. Don't make me repeat it because I'll screw it up. Go to HoustonDemocrats.com. Thank you. Now just a little more of this online chat between the new attorney general. His 10,000-man sweep. You know, I read the papers, and I can account for about 2,000 or 3,000 people with the child molesters and the murderers and the arsonists and the rapists. That leaves about 7,000. Well, what were they scooped up for? We'll get to that a little bit later tonight. So anyway, he has this online discussion April 12th. And if you believe this was legit, oh, Jesus. Anyway, this is what they're putting. This is what the White House is putting out. Chris from Connecticut writes, Attorney General Gonzalez, I feel like I hear so many different sides of the Patriot Act. Oh, we already did that one. I love his answer. Can you please tell me exactly what it is, why we have it, when it was enacted? Gonzalez, thanks for your question, Chris. The Patriot Act was enacted with great care and overwhelming bipartisan support in October 2001. The Act provides law enforcement and the intelligence investigations with additional necessary tools to protect America. And that's all you need to know. Next question. Kevin writes from Boynton Beach, Florida. Do you meet with President Bush daily? Well, you know, the president has an extremely busy schedule. I do not meet with him daily, although we do meet regularly. Daniel from Lakeville, Connecticut writes, Hi, Mr. Gonzalez. I'm 15 years old and very interested in politics and the law. Has the Patriot Act stopped potential terrorist attacks? Thanks. Thanks for your question, Daniel. Yes, the Patriot Act has, in my judgment, been a factor in disrupting the work of potential terrorists. Anthony from Jacksonville, North Carolina writes, why does this administration feel they should forego judicial review as a part of the Patriot Act, huh? Also, do you believe that there are elements of the intelligence community who would misuse this bill for their own purposes, since there appears to be very little or nothing to keep these elements in check? Oh, Anthony. Most of the authorities granted by the Patriot Act have to be exercised under the jurisdiction and supervision of federal judges, okay? All Patriot Act provisions contain safeguards. They really do, such as congressional oversight and court approval. So sit down, relax now, Anthony. Everything's okay. Brian from Erlanger, Kentucky writes, I was wondering what you have to say to the critics of the Patriot Act who think that it is illegal or unconstitutional. Thank you. Well, Brian, there's much confusion about the provisions of the Act, and I hope to inform the American public about the safeguards contained in the Act. Various provisions have already been challenged and upheld in our courts. No information obtained through Patriot Act authorities has been suppressed in court. Next. Oh, it's Rick from Worcester, Mass. Rick writes, Sir, congratulations on your confirmation. Despite the cries of those who are opposed to the Patriot Act, I do not know anyone who has been affected by it in a negative manner. What would you say to those who who irrationally oppose this act? That's a good question, Rick. Thank you. You know, our country was founded by individuals concerned about the government exercise of power, and debate about the Patriot Act is healthy and should be welcomed, but it should be based on facts. And I believe the facts demonstrate that the Department of Justice has used the authorities under the Patriot Act with a great deal of care. I'm sorry. I just had a moment there. That sometimes happens. I don't know what that is. Josh from Illinois writes, First, I would like to say that I love my country more than anything in this world, and I plan on serving soon. How can an act which suspends our freedoms outlined in the Bill of Rights mean that I am assuming to protect the American people be a step forward? I clearly see this act as a violation of my civil rights and do not see how it's helping our fine nation. Could you please explain? Oh, Josh. The act does not suspend our freedoms. Various courts have already held that the act is consistent with our constitutional freedoms. The act reflects a careful balance by Congress to protect our country and secure our liberties. I'm sorry. It happened again. If you really want to read something funny, Truth Seekers, go to whitehouse.gov. That's the real White House website. And find the Alberto Gonzalez online discussion. Bad week. Bad week. Yesterday, the members of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence approved Negroponte as this country's first Reichsführer. Now, what was? No, that was that would be Hitler. What was the assistant? What was Himmler? Himmler. If somebody email me that, please. Himmler's title. We now have one, John Negroponte. He is the United States' first Director of National Intelligence. And Lieutenant General Michael Hayden has been appointed or confirmed as Deputy Director. And now the names of these two crypto-fascists go to, well, they're not even crypto, they're right out in public. Their names go to the Senate for a vote, and of course it will be passed. It'll be curious to me to see how many Democrats vote for these Nazis. Just like we know that 73 Democrats in the House voted to destroy further the American working and struggling middle class with this abominable bankruptcy act, along with 19 Democratic senators who also decided that the money that comes from the banking and finance industry is more important to them than the needs of their Democratic constituents. This vote, they're trying to keep hidden. The closed-door vote means that Negroponte could be in his new job this month. Huh? And as Walter Pincus, writing in the Washington Post, says, Negroponte's nomination has generated little controversy in Congress. And why should it? Why should it? We have one party. We have the Christo-fascists and their butt boys and girls. That's the second party. The panel's approval came after they listened to Lieutenant General Michael Hayden at his morning confirmation hearing stake out for his soon-to-be new boss direct control over three large Pentagon-based intelligence collection agencies. Intelligence collection. They're not out collecting bad debts, okay? So that means that Rumsfeld and Negroponte, eh? Little turf war there? They'll figure it out. Fascists always do. Negroponte will have control over the national intelligence budget, about $40 billion annually. He'll control about 70% of that $40 billion. The remaining 30% will be controlled by Rumsfeld. Ein Volk, ein Staat, ein Führer. Ja. I can't... I don't know. Can we just? I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. 73 Democrats who sold out consumers. Go to commondreams.org if you want to see who the 73 are to check and see if there's any Democrat in your state. And perhaps the Democrat who represents you in your district, it's right there. And you can get the list of senators, Democratic senators, who voted to destroy the United States working class by going to infoshop.org and look at the Democrats there. We already talked about that. This is incredible. This is something that the banking and finance industry has been lusting after for what? Just under 10 years. All right. This is Air America. Stay with us. They stand for piety.
a dozen supper rivals. They're waving flags and guns and quoting from the Bible.
This is Larry King. Do what I do. Protect your health two ways, with the advanced protection of Ester C and Ester E. I take Ester C because it's the only vitamin C with metabolites. And now I take Ester E too. It's a unique form of natural vitamin E captured for the first time in a supplement. Ester E and Ester C. Two ways to get advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester C and Ester E at Rite Aid, CVS, and Kmart.
Isn't spring great? Colors are in bloom everywhere. Pink petunias in the yard, red roses in the garden, soft lilac in the bedroom.
Bedroom?
I let color bloom in my room with Ace Royal Paint. They've got thousands of colors to choose from, or they'll match any color you want.
Oh, so my kitchen could match my marigolds.
Sure.
And my bedroom, tulips.
Tell us how you let color bloom, and you could win a $1,000 gift card and have your room star in an Ace ad. Plus, save $5 on every gallon of Ace Royal Paint. See your local Ace, the helpful place, for details. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Contest ends 7/31/05. Void where prohibited.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The righties can't take it upon themselves to go to Walter Reed Hospital and to see these amputees. They'll go over there and then they'll come out, oh, just a great attitude by all of our troops. They can't wait to get back. The devil's in the details when it comes to the true, full benefits that we promised them. The Republicans are no-shows.
Straight talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
This chapter is a case study of how the right lies and viciously distorts. It is the story of how the right-wing media repeats its fabrications until they echo into the mainstream press. It is a story of pure cynicism in the pursuit of power. It is the story of how the lying liars took the deaths of my friends and invented a myth that changed the 2002 elections. And the best part is, it's hilarious. No, it's not. But listen anyway. You paid for this audiobook. The Wellstone-Coleman campaign had been considered one of the most negative in recent memory. Coleman had called Wellstone a joke. He told KSTP Radio on July 7, I run against a guy who I quite often think is just the lowest common denominator. The lowest common denominator. Coleman said that Wellstone, quote, opposed any program that promised to move people from public assistance to private payrolls. Of course, that was a scurrilous lie. Paul's work in the Senate created jobs all over Minnesota. But mainly it was Coleman's proxies who played it dirty. The Republican Senate committee ran an ad called Pork that hit the hypocrisy jackpot. It savaged Wellstone for voting to, quote, spend thousands of dollars to control seaweed in Maui, claiming that he prioritized seaweed control over national defense. In fact, Wellstone did vote for S-1216, as did Strom Thurmond, Trent Lott, and 84 other senators. That bill did appropriate the seaweed control spending, but it also provided $21 billion for veterans' health care, $27 billion for veterans' compensation and pensions, and block grants to assist New York's recovery from 9/11.
This is Deputy Randy Wiesinger from the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Have you noticed how many of your friends, neighbors, and relatives are riding motorcycles these days? There is a safety problem in that motorcycles are smaller and somewhat harder to see. One of the leading causes of motorcycle crashes is the failure to yield right-of-way by other vehicles, often caused by the tendency to underestimate the speed of the oncoming cycles as well as their inherent lack of visibility. With the motorcycle season upon us, the Safe Communities Coalition and the Dane County Sheriff's Office want to remind you to watch for and respect the motorcycles on the road.
Talk the Mike 92.1.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Okay, lots of responses. Reichsführer SS or I guess that's the proper, or SS Reichsführer, Heinrich Himmler, leader of the Schutzstaffel, the SS. And one of our correspondents says he was one of five people to hold the title of Reichsführer SS, the highest rank in the SS. But that's Negroponte. Negroponte is now... Himmler also was one of the architects of the Holocaust, of course. If you watch the Hitler Channel or the History Channel as much as I do, you know that Himmler was one of the architects. It took a brain dead automaton like Adolf Eichmann to handle the day-to-day activities of exterminating 6, 7, 8 million human beings. But it was Himmler who I believe had the wonderful idea. So anyway, thanks for all the people who sent in not just the name but also Reichsführer. And I, you know, at the top of the program, I forgot to mention, is it next Wednesday, Hitler's birthday? Yeah, next Wednesday. Which is it? Thursday. Wednesday. Damn it, come on. Somebody help me out here. Wednesday, April 20th. Wednesday, April 20th, right? Is that what it says in the calendar back there? Take a look. Does it say Wednesday is April 20th? Okay. That is Hitler's birthday. He was born in 1889, I believe. Don't ask me why I know that. I have no idea. And so what we're doing next Wednesday, it's Flying Monkey Right Night, Freeper Night. Only people of the right-wing persuasion will be invited to call in, and we'll put you on the air. Now, we run the risk in doing this, because the risk is that these right-wingers are such cowards that, you know, we wouldn't have any callers. So what we're going to do is say, well, we'll give you the first hour from 10 to 11 Eastern Time next Wednesday, April 20th, Adolf Hitler's birthday. You right-wingers you Republicans ought to relate to that real well. You know, Hitler was a good Christian, too. Anyway, so just like when we have teen night, when only people between 13 and 17 make it on the air, well, that's what we're going to do next Wednesday night, April 20th. You sure it's Wednesday? Okay. Only right-wingers. And if you are not a right-winger, you might want to just sit back and listen, because there will be ample instances of severe red ass handed out on the Molloy program next Wednesday night, I would imagine, because none of these people have the ability to put together a coherent sentence that they haven't heard pop out of the mouth or a different body orifice of Hannity or Limb, you know, the pig man. So next Wednesday night, April 20th, Adolf Hitler's birthday. And we would like all of you right-wingers who can dial a phone. All right. For those of you who can't dial a phone, have one of your parents or your sister or your old lady or your old man dial it for you. All right? It's not that hard. It's just like a little handheld computer or the touchpad at the ATM. That's next Wednesday night. And again, the only risk we're taking here is that there won't be any calls, and we'll find that out real quick. But next Wednesday night is Flying Monkey Ride or Freeper Red Ass Night. You are going to come to this program, you right wingers, with your phone calls, and we are going to drop your trousers, lean you across our knee, and paddle your asses until they are cherry red, and then we are going to send you off to stand in the corner. Do you understand? Oh God! I don't know. I don't know. One of the services that's going to be cut, thanks to Bush's budget, is emergency operations for the National Weather Service. Have you heard about this? Huh? Have you heard about this? According to an internal National Weather Service document obtained by the National Weather Service Employees Organization, quote, the reductions in the fiscal year 2005 budget for the National Weather Service will save critical impact, will have critical impact on its vital life-saving mission. These impacts will be felt throughout the nation by deterioration in National Weather Service performance measures. Notably, tornado warning lead times and detection. The proposed 2006 federal budget is less than 2005. Blah, 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 blah. Congressional leader said that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration was unlikely to get more money in the 2006 budget, but that if the National Weather Service faces critical shortfalls, it's up to NOAA administrators to find money elsewhere in their budget and divert it to the Weather Service. All right, to make a long story short, well, one of the many things that is being destroyed, one of the many necessary services for people in the United States that is being short-funded with the intention of destroying it, because, you know, if you pray hard enough, what the hell, didn't Pat Robertson pray a hurricane away from his compound in Virginia's Tidewater? Of course, a couple more slammed right into it, but didn't he pray one away? So you can pray away tornadoes and hurricanes and locusts and you know, vermin, rats, thunderstorms. Just pray it away, because you're not going to have the kind of advance notice that, you know, people need in order to survive, especially during tornado season, which is, we're in it right now. Isn't that nice, huh? We'll be back after this break, and we want you to hear George W. Bush. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Spring is in the air, and something else is too. Pollen. That stuff that drives your allergies crazy. Before you run to the drugstore and start popping pills, try my high-filtration Orrick Professional Air Purifier risk-free for 90 days. It captures particles 100 times smaller than pollen. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you don't breathe easier, just send it back. There's no obligation.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
So a lot of people are relying on, you know, getting their parents' money or having money passed to them or inheriting money from a relative just to get by. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's sad to have to sit around and wonder about your future and go, well, maybe if my mom kicks soon, you know, I'll be all right.
Scary.
Yeah, if my dad kicks, I'll be okay.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
And now, NBA All-Star Jerry Stackhouse.
Discipline and control, that's what my parents taught me. They've shown me by example, by the way they live their lives. You see, my parents are living with diabetes, and in many ways, managing diabetes is tougher than anything I do. My parents always say they're proud of me. Mom and Dad, I'm proud of you.
You too can be a champion to someone with diabetes. Call 1-800-860-8747. A message from the Wisconsin Division of Health.
This is Lori in Madison, and I'm on the mic. The mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Michelle Wright. The clock is ticking to get your tax return postmarked, CNN Radio's Jim Roop reports.
Your return must be postmarked by midnight. According to the IRS, most people who prepare their own tax return spend about 27 hours doing so, and if you've rushed through the 1040 form to get it done, H&R Block's Eileen Brown says you may have cheated yourself, saying there's at least 10 most commonly overlooked items.
And certainly earned income credit, child care credit, just making sure you take the exemptions and your dependents are very simple mistakes.
She says another common mistake is forgetting to sign the return. She also says on your way to the post office, stop by a Block office. They'll check your return for free. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
If you're one of the 9 million Americans filing an extension, that too must also be postmarked by midnight. By the way, the First Family made their tax return public on Friday, logging an adjusted gross income of just over $784,000, meaning the Bushes did have to pay Uncle Sam about $207,000. Meanwhile, President Bush is on the road again, touting his Social Security reform plan.
One of the ideas that I think is important for Congress to consider is to allow a younger worker to be able to set aside some of her or his own money in a personal savings account.
The president presented his plan at the Lakeland Community College in Kirtland, Ohio on Friday. And on Wall Street, the market saw yet another dismal day, our Alan Chernoff reports.
The Dow Industrial Average lost 191 points, nearly 2%. The NASDAQ Composite also off 2%. Soft economic reports this week have investors suddenly worrying that the economy is heading into a slide and taking corporate profits with it. After a lousy earnings report from IBM, the stock fell 8%. And General Motors, which has already warned of big losses coming, fell 4% to its lowest level in 12 years. Alan Chernoff, CNN Radio, New York.
This is CNN Radio News.
When the world faced its greatest crisis, he refused to admit defeat. He refused to accept his handicap. He refused to reveal everything. His hidden diplomacy, his plans to take us to war, his failing health. FDR became America's shining light by keeping us in the dark. FDR, a presidency revealed. This Sunday night at 9, 8 Central on the History Channel.
Preposterous. If you turn to page 25 of the new Surgeon General's report on bone health, it says our bones require, quote, large amounts of calcium and phosphorus. Like we've been saying, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is preposterous.
Shock in a Utah courtroom Friday as Mark Hacking pled guilty to murdering his wife Lori by shooting her in the head after she learned he was lying about medical school. He'll be sentenced June 6th. Some verbal sparring between the defense and the accuser's mother in the Michael Jackson case Friday. However, defense attorney Michael Cardoza says it shouldn't affect the jury.
I think the jury will not even think about it. They'll just pass right over it. So basically move on with the trial, and they did, and they quickly did.
Atlanta courthouse shooting suspect Brian Nichols returned to the scene of his alleged crimes on Friday. His mother says it's a tough time for the family.
It's very difficult, extremely difficult.
A grand jury is being selected to hear testimony about the four murders Nichols is accused of. And police in Florida have added beer bottles to the search for Sarah Lundy. Her brother says he saw an alleged sexual offender drinking a beer on the night his sister disappeared. This is news from CNN Radio. Okay, golfers, now you have a legitimate excuse the next time you blow an easy shot, our Dan Kamal reports.
Many of us have had the feeling, standing over a three-footer with a tournament or simply a weekend round with friends on the line, and the yips take over. You know, the universal golfer's curse. While it may not be much solace, but researchers at the Mayo Clinic in Arizona think the yips aren't all in the head. They found evidence of involuntary muscle movement in those who suffer from the yips, movements similar to those associated with writer's cramp and musician's cramp. There's no treatment on the horizon, but researchers say they suspect damaged nerves may be to blame. Dan Kamal, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Keep a wearing your green. 60s band leader John Fred has died. He and his Playboy band rocketed to the top of the charts with Judy in Disguise with Glasses. The 1967 hit was a parody of the Beatles song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. John Fred was 63. I'm Michelle Wright. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Stu Levitan here. Hello to all that. A memoir of war, Zoloft, and peace is John Falk's heartbreaking and hilarious memoir of, well, war, peace, and Zoloft. Join us for a conversation of life from Garden City, Long Island, to sniper-infested Sarajevo during the Bosnian bloodbath. That's Sunday morning, Stu Levitan, 9 to noon, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Ever seen a hornet, Shelly?
No.
You will when you climb 15 feet up this ladder to get rid of them. Take this insecticide and broom and send those stinging meanies packing.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts?
I can't see! Are they biting me?
Oh, that's so cute. No, honey, hornets don't bite, silly. They sting.
Ow!
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Of the 2005 Best Talk Show Air Award on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
Welcome back. Six and a half past the hour. The National Oceanographic. I'm sorry, National Oceanic. Sounds so Orwellian. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. That's the parent of the National Weather Service, of course. At budget hearings for 2006, the administrator of NOAA said the agency met the cuts in the 2005 budget by cutting programs that didn't affect the agency's ability to protect the public. But the administrator at the hearing said, "I don't know about the future." National Weather Service and union officials facing the prospect of more limited resources in the future, according to the Dallas Morning News, met last month in Kansas City to talk about restructuring the National Weather Service's network of 122 offices, perhaps leaving some with diminished staff and responsibilities. Do you understand? Now, I got an email here during the break from Simon who says Bush wants to reduce the amount of money that NOAA has so they can spend as much, they can't spend as much money investigating global warming. Makes sense to me. You want to do Bush now? Let's do George W. Bush, and then we'll get some phone calls in tonight, okay? He was addressing the American Society of Newspaper Editors Convention in D.C. yesterday. Okay, you got to hear some of this. On the problem of energy, we got to lower gas prices, you see, and think long-term about how to make corn economic. You understand? We have to think how to make corn economic. I don't make this stuff up. We report, you decide.
We got a problem with energy. You know, I was at Fort Hood the other day and sitting having lunch with some soldiers. And the second question the fella asked me was, "Why don't you lower gasoline prices?" I said, "I'd like to." I said, "The problem is the supplies are out of balance with demand. We've got to think long term in this country. We need to be better when it comes to conservation. We need to continue spending money on research and development to find ways to make corn economic."
Yeah, we need to continue spending money. You know, I was at Fort Hood the other day, sitting, having lunch with some soldiers that had arms and eyes blown off. And the second question that the fella asked me was, "Why don't you lower gasoline prices?" I said, "I'd like to." "We need to continue spending money on research and development to find ways to make corn economic." Hi, I'm stupid. I am dumber than mud. Then he spoke about his plans for Social Security, a topic he enjoys because of the mother in him. No, I'm not even going to touch that one.
lot of time on Social Security. I enjoy it. I enjoy taking on the issue. I guess it's the mother in me. You know, I appreciate calling people to action. I like doing it. And the more resistance I find for people to protect the status quo, the more determined I am to continue building the case that there is a problem and assuring seniors that they're going to get their check.
The mother in him? Oh, boy, would I love... You want to see me end my career right now? Huh? Can I see a show of hands? How many people want to see Malloy end his radio career right now based on what Bush said? I guess it's the mother in me. I can just see Jason up in New York right now. He's got a hammer over the cut button, right? He's just waiting. He's just waiting. Go ahead, Mike, he's saying. All right. Back to the American Society Newspaper Editors Convention. Bush again. I wonder if he could be more vague about his outlook toward foreign policy. And, silly me, I thought the objective was to catch terrorists like bin Laden and bring them to justice. Bush's objective? He lets the cat out of the bag. We just want to chase him forever. If we catch him, then the game, you know, it's game over. We just want to keep chasing them.
Overseas, there's a lot going on.
What?
And it's... I believe our actions...
Stop! Stop it! Overseas, there's a lot going on? That's what he's saying to the American Society of News. Overseas, there's a lot going on. Wars and stuff. You know, I'm a war president. I had to try effective. I was out in Fort Hood the other couple of days ago. You want some corn? How about some wood? Overseas, there's a lot going on. Okay, play it again.
Overseas, there's a lot going on, and it's. I believe our actions have helped make the world a more peaceful place.
Oh, my God.
Times changed dramatically on September the 11th, 2001, and we're still at war with terrorists.
Oh, my God.
There are still people there who would like to create harm to America. The only way to deal with them, in my opinion, is to keep them on the run.
Keep them on the run. Yeah, keep them on the run. Okay. Keep them on the run. Bush finally took questions from actual newspaper editors, beginning with this one on the policy of paying journalists to tout White House programs, right? Don't you love that? The questioner says, Mr. President, we're all aware of the press issues with Armstrong Williams and the video news releases and using government funds to promote true media in journalism, positions that you feel you need to get out. Is that consistent with your values and your First Amendment beliefs? And do you think that's deceptive to the American people?
First of all, in reviewing this issue, I've been told this has gone on for quite a while. Makes it doesn't excuse behavior here, but nevertheless, it has been, and that it's illegal. It's illegal to use these video news clips. Armstrong Williams, it was wrong what happened there in the Education Department.
Oh my God.
But no, I think there needs to be full disclosure about the sourcing of the video news clip in order to make sure that people don't think their taxpayers' money is being used in wrong fashion.
Oh my God. Will you take, Mr. President, will you take a question about Jeff, me love you long time, Gannon? You know, America wants to know, Mr. President. I don't know how to put this delicately, sir, but was there any connection between you and... Oh, never mind, Mr. President. I want to live until dinner, so I'll just let the question stop right there. Now, I love the answer to this reporter's question on the exterminator. It's not a reporter, actually. It was one of the editors. He says, your fellow Republican from Texas, Tom DeLay, has blamed the ethical controversy around him largely on bias by the liberal news media. Do you agree with him on that, Mr. President? Do you think Mr. DeLay has become a liability to your party or your agenda?
As I read his comments today, he wants the Ethics Committee to review his case, and he's willing to step up and talk to the Ethics Committee about it. And secondly, I'm looking forward to working with Tom. He's been a very effective leader. We've gotten a lot done in the legislature, and I'm convinced we'll get more done in the legislature, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
Now, when you were in Texas, it was called the legislature. In Washington, D.C., it's called the House of Representatives, or in the vernacular, the Congress. But in Texas, it's called the legislature. And Tom DeLay has been an effective leader, Mr. Bush? Really? This is astonishing. It's unbelievable. We have two more that we'll bring to you right after this break. But I'm surprised that the newspaper editors don't just rise up as a group and point their fingers at Bush and do something that would just totally unnerve him, like, liar, liar, pants on fire, liar, liar, pants on fire, liar, liar, pants on fire, Mr. Bush a liar, 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 pants on fire, liar, liar, pants on fire, liar, liar, pants on fire.
The lights are up, but I can't see them. Nobody home. Oh, there's nobody home. I love your smile, but when you talk, there's nobody home.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Nobody home. It's nice to have some quiet time. There's nobody home. The sign says there's no vacancy, but everything you said to me convinces me most certainly there's nobody.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
This is Larry King. Do what I do. Protect your health two ways, with the advanced protection of Ester C and Ester E. I take Ester C because it's the only vitamin C with metabolites. And now I take Ester E too. It's a unique form of natural vitamin E captured for the first time in a supplement. Ester E and Ester C. Two ways to get advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E at Winn-Dixie, Publix, Food Lion, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week, my guest is actor, playwright, monologist Eric Bogosian.
Sunday night at 9 on the Mike 92.1.
Revolution starts now.
More of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He had been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
People who paid for the drug Lupron could get money from a nationwide settlement about the cost, not the safety of Lupron. There are deadlines to act on your rights, so go to LupronClaims.com. That's LupronClaims.com.
At TheMike921.com, this is Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. All right, we just got a couple more here. So listen up. This is Bush at the American Society of Newspaper Editors Convention yesterday in D.C. Now, these last two, we here at the Malloy program, all both of us, think that these two are priceless, Bush quotes. Listen as Mr. President tries to answer a reporter's question on privacy and Freedom of Information Act requests. Now, Bush's conscience, that's his word, of the issue. He is conscience of the issue, and he wants to work hard to make sure the free press isn't denied information they shouldn't see, whatever that means. The editor stands up and says, Mr. President, in processing freedom of information requests, should government officials presume that information should be given to citizens, or should the burden fall on citizens to convince the government to grant them access to information?
I know there is a tension now between making the decision of that which is that which can be exposed without jeopardizing the war on terror, and I understand there's a suspicion that we're too security conscious. There's an active interest in people reading documents, and I would hope that those who expose documents are wise about the difference between that which truly would jeopardize national security and that which should be read. We look forward to analyzing and working with legislation that will make put a free press's mind at ease that you're not being denied information you shouldn't see.
Jesus God. Oh my God. There's nothing I can say. There's no postscript I can add to this. No little witticism from your liberal talk show. There's nothing I can say here. But I'll tell you what, I gotta hear it again. Is it queued up again, Kathy? Okay. The reporter says, in processing freedom of information requests, should government officials presume that information should be given to citizens? Or should the burden fall on citizens to convince government to give them access to information?
I know there is a tension now between making the decision of that which is that which can be exposed without jeopardizing the war on terror. And I understand there's a suspicion that we're too security conscious. There's an active interest in people reading documents.
Yeah.
I would hope that those who expose documents are wise about the difference between that which truly would jeopardize national security and that which should be read. We look forward to analyzing and working with legislation that will make It would hope put a free press's mind at ease that you're not being denied information you shouldn't see.
Oh, my God. There's an active interest in people reading documents? Is this not the dumbest sack of doorknobs you've ever heard? There's an active interest in people reading documents, and you know, we look forward to analyzing and working with legislation that will make, it would hope, put a free press's mind at ease that you're not being denied information you shouldn't see. Oh my God. The last one. Bush's thoughts on email.
I don't email, however. And there's a reason. I don't want you reading my personal stuff. You know, there is got to be a certain sense of privacy. You know, you're entitled to how I make decisions.
What?
Don't think you're entitled to be able to read my mail between my daughters and me. And so I made an easy decision there. I just don't do it. It's just sad, really, when you think about it. And so, you know, we're losing a lot of history, not just with me, but with other presidents as well. And
yes.
And so there's a balance through all this. And, you know, I hope it's said, when it's all said and done, that we were fair to the press corps and the American people.
Probably not, George, will that be said. A sense of privacy. You mean, will that cover things like messing around with your girlfriend in the Oval Office in Clinton, like Clinton did? Stupid thing on Clinton's part, right? Huh? The big dog getting a little... What did Limbaugh say on the air the other day? I can't say on the air what Limbaugh said, what the pig man said, or that would be a career ender there for me, too. But if Bill is in the Oval Office... No, wait, are you talking about privacy? Now, let's see, like Ken Starr respected the private... you don't want anybody reading your stuff. You don't want people reading your personal stuff. Well, I don't want to read your stuff either, Mr. Bush. You know, the mere thought of reading your stuff gives me the runs, frankly. Your stuff? I don't want to read your stuff. This is Air America.
I agree. We all know the importance of bondage between mother and child in the home. But it's hard to put food on your family.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system at 1-800-507-5904. That's 1-800-507-5904. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5904. Restore your skin to a clearer, healthier state. 1-800-507-5904.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
The Al Franken Show, Catherine and Al, America's answer to the lying liars, here on the Mike 92.1.
Joe Lieberman is a Democratic senator from Connecticut. He made history in the year 2000 by being elected the first Jewish vice president of the United States.
Right you are.
I want to talk to you about the bankruptcy bill.
Yes.
Because I think it's a horrible bill, and I know you voted against it.
Right.
But I wanted to ask you why you voted for cloture.
Yeah. There's been some blogosphering questioning about that. And there was an earlier...
Is that a way of saying that's an illegitimate question?
No. It's just to sort of put it in a cloudy perspective.
Well, I mean...
It's a way of saying that I've actually heard the question before, and I'm glad you've given me an opportunity on this, in this forum to answer it. Okay, because this is a direct conversation as opposed to posting on the net. But here's the point. This bankruptcy bill went overboard in the wrong direction. There were earlier forms of bankruptcy reform, which I thought were reasonable and I supported. This one
looks like it's written by the credit card companies or parts of it and by the banking companies.
The basic flaw was that it set a kind of income standard, and if you passed a certain means test, you weren't eligible. And I thought it was going to unfairly weed out a lot of people who really deserved a second chance, which is what the bankruptcy laws are all about. So I not only voted against it, I voted for, I believe it was over 25 amendments to fix the bill, and they all failed. The question is why
vote for cloture?
Why vote for cloture? Frankly, because the battle was lost. It was clear they had more than 60 votes. In fact, I think they got 67 on the vote for cloture. And I just thought we'd made a good fight, we'd lost, and it was time to move on to the next battle.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
And now we're feeling the tough cuts even further in this 06 budget that's being debated on the floor. When it comes to education, there's not enough there. When it comes to the middle America, the farm bill, ooh, near and dear to your heart. This is the crowd that pushed Bush in the office.
That's right.
Well, bite the bullet. Serve it up for Baghdad, folks.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor. Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already? Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow, that's,
you've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people did.
Because politics are too important to be left to politicians. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took.
What happens in those forests, because of lousy federal policy, is they grow to be, they are not... They're not harvested.
Want some wood? God, it's just, you know. I wonder why mainstream media, and by that I'm referring to television, of course, since most Americans get most of their news, sadly, from television. Why doesn't at least one network play the same sound bites that we play on this program? This administration is this government is getting worse by the day in terms of what is allowed to be seen by the public that, according to the Constitution, grants to various administrations the right to govern. Remember that? Decisions made by the consent of the governed? And you still don't believe that we are in a totalitarian state moving rapidly towards religio-fascism? You don't? You really? You still think that's tinfoil hat stuff? You still think it's like, oh well, now, it's bad, but hell, it's not that bad. You know, there's no Hitler. They're not walking around in uniforms. Yeah. You know, they're not goose-stepping through Detroit or, rounding up Jews in Birmingham or... come on, Mike, it's not that bad. Well, let's do some phone calls. Let's start with Dee, who has called in from Omaha, Nebraska. Dee, welcome to the program.
Mike, this is D.
How you doing?
Good. I don't know if you remember me from your IE America days.
I do. Yes, I do.
Cool. Yeah. Well, calling for the first time. Anyway, first time tonight, I mean. I just wanted to go back to something that you had brought up toward the beginning of this show.
Uh-huh.
About the, what you just said, too, moving toward religio-fascism. And, I mean, some of these people who are leading us there, well, I don't have to tell you, they're truly scary. And they're actual animal abusers. I can't believe. I mean, you've probably heard about some of the stories, I guess, right?
What do you mean? You lost me. Animal abusers.
Well, what's his name? Bill Frist. Fraudulently adopting cats from shelters to dissect.
Oh, okay, I understand that. But and Cheney goes on canned hunts, and Bush wouldn't know which end of a rifle to fire at ducks that had both their wings broken before they were put out there for him. But where are you going with this, D?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, to me, I mean, and I've heard this in other parts too, animal abuse is a sign of, you know, criminal insanity. And really, that's what it seems to me, you know, I mean, it just, you know...
All right, well, I get the point, and thanks, Dee. Of course, I look at it this way. Animal abuse, yeah, Dee, you're right. It's a sign of something evil and nasty and hateful. But these people abuse humans. You know, we don't have to get down to, you know, George Bush shoving firecrackers up frogs' asses and blowing them up. You know, we already... take a look at Abu Ghraib, and before you do that, take a look at the death house in Texas. How many people did he send to his death, to their deaths? 100-some, mocking people and sending soldiers and Marines off to die for nothing. You know, to hell with the animals. I'm sorry, if you're an animal rights person, I'd certainly respect that. I do. I'm not for violence against animals. The ones I kill, I try to eat, unless they're tree rats. Tree rats, I don't give a tinker's damn about them, okay? They're rabid little nasty creatures, and I will try... If I couldn't shoot them, I'd take a hammer if I could get close to them. Oh, don't email me now. Come on. They're rodents, and I don't like them. And here in the South, they carry West Nile and rabies, and, you know, I got a kid. But to hell with this stuff about talking about their rough on animals. They are. That's a given. But they're also brutal and bloodthirsty butcherings on humans, kind of come to my mind. I'm sorry. in a perfect world, or in a less violent world, a world made less violent by the Bush crime family, then I would be concerned about what Frist or Bush or Cheney did when they were in their 20s or 30s about blowing up helpless animals. I mean, it's disgusting. You're right. It's contemptible. It's filthy. It's vile. It's everything bad. And it probably leads to the idea of mocking people as they're about to be executed. They're disgusting. Doug is calling from Memphis. Doug, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, good to talk to you again. I want you to breathe, man. I don't want to lose you, okay?
Hey, I'm fine. The only way you're going to lose me is if I go ballistic some night and they don't catch it in New York and I just let loose with a string of profanity.
I don't want you to do like Rush did, man.
Yeah, right. He can do it. I'm not allowed to.
Oh, do you know the difference between Rush Limbaugh and the Hindenburg?
Yeah, one is a big old gassy blowhard that
one's
blew up.
One's a gas bag and the other one burned up over New Jersey.
The other, right, all right. Now, what you really called about?
What I really called about is everything we've been talking about. I despise them, too. And it's sad, you know. I just had a conversation here with a guy. He didn't understand about the filibuster. They're trying to stop that, you know.
Right. Right.
He didn't realize. He said, well, it delays things. I says, no, man. I said, delay is a bad word anyway with Tom in the business. But he didn't understand what it's for. So the majority, whether they're right or wrong, doesn't able to run roughshod over the minority, being right, perhaps, you know?
Right. Well, you know, Doug, if you conducted your own poll, I think you would find, and I know this is true with me, if I conducted my own poll, I bet I would find that most of the people I asked, hey, what's the filibuster rule all about? That, to varying degrees, I'd get wrong answers. So would you.
And I talk to everybody, and it helps because some people say, wow, man, I'm glad I talked to you, you know. So there's a little reward there, too, but not that it's neither here nor there. I'm a Vietnam vet and everything, and 61 going on whatever, but it's sad what this has come to. I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime, man.
I know. Well, I feel the same way. I say the same things, Doug. You know, it's one thing to have liberals and conservatives kind of wrestle out whatever they want to wrestle out on how to lead the country. It's something else, again, to have Democrats who have turned into nothing but cowards and Republicans who have turned into nothing but Nazis. I mean, this is not what I signed on for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it's like you mentioned earlier, the Democrats, they showed their spunk here with this bankruptcy thing. They're turning out to be nothing but punks in prison for the Republicans, you know?
That's absolutely true. And I can't understand it. The Republicans, as vile and evil and straight from hell as they are, they vote like a mass of lemmings running over a cliff. When the leadership tells them to vote a certain way, they do it. Do Democrats need that kind of discipline? Oh, hell, I don't know anymore. You know, you can make an argument the Democrats are not mindless drugs like these thugs are. On the other hand, when the survival of the Republic is at stake, I would think that the Democrats would stick together to the last man and woman in Washington, but that's just me.
You know, it's like you say, and you're such a breath of fresh air, because people don't understand what a tenuous, precarious position we're in right now. I mean, I can't remember the exact quote, but people say, oh, it's not that bad. Well, the man that lived, the famous quote from the man that lived through the concentration camps in World War II at the Holocaust,
right.
he says, well, at first I didn't say anything because I wasn't Jewish.
Right.
When they came for the aristocrats and the intellectuals, I didn't say anything. It goes on and on and on. And then he says, when they came to take me, there was nobody to complain to.
Yeah. Yeah, Pastor Niemöller. Niemöller was the guy.
And that's kind of the apathy that I'm getting from a lot of these people.
I know.
You know?
I know. I hear you.
It's so sad. And as far as these these wonderful born-again Christians, I got a great bumper sticker that says, Jesus coming in, and boy, is he going to be pissed.
that's so, yeah, if such a thing were to happen, yeah, he would be pissed, absolutely.
Yeah.
Doug,
let
me move on. Thanks for checking in, pal. I hope to hear from you again. Take care, okay?
God bless, Mike. Keep
all right, back at you, pal. Yeah, anybody who's been in the military will tell you, especially if you've been in a combat situation, you're not fighting for mom and apple pie and the flag. You know, you're fighting for the people in your unit. You're fighting for the people in your patrol. You're fighting for the guy next to you. And why don't the Democrats realize that they are in a war almost as hot as actual combat? Okay, so nobody's shooting at them yet. And adopt that attitude. That they're not, you know, these Democrats shouldn't be, you know, struggling to preserve the Constitution. They should be struggling to preserve the rule of law, for God's sake, and acting as a unit.
Mighty freaking dangerous, mad cowboy disease, mad cowboy disease, mad cowboy disease.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Well, there's no need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available to America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger. And all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that has been proven to work. These amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. Call toll-free 800-372-3383. That's 800-372-3383. For your unconditional money-back guarantee, call 800-372-3383 or visit myh57.com.
Mornings. The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I met Johnny Cochran on American Airlines from L.A. to New York. And one of the things I love about first class, they serve lobster. So I said to him, well, if you go to sleep, can I have your lobster? And he turned to the flight attendant and he said, if I begin to snore, give Al the claw.
He did. You're making that up.
I am not.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I, you know, I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
.1 in Madison.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I made it very plain. We will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army.
Yeah, okay. 10 before the hour, what was, does anybody know what these raids were all about? I'm serious. The 10,000 plus people busted. And then all of a sudden, the networks and the local, even local television stations are provided with government shot television footage, you know, action, live action videotape of these marshals and cops raiding homes and breaking down doors, and not, I haven't heard a single challenge to what this was all about. Now they say that they sucked up, vacuumed up 160 murder suspects and 550 sexual assault suspects. But it appears that the largest share of those vacuumed up were arrested for minor drug offenses once again. According to the best sources that I can find, legitimate sources on the internet, fully 4,300 of these 10,000 arrests were minor drug arrests. Now the photo op, and look, and see, this is great. If I gave a damn, I would think to myself, well, Mike, see, you're setting yourself up so the Republicans say that you're soft on crime. But I don't give a damn, because that's not what we're talking about here, soft on crime. What we're talking about is a photo op for Gonzalez. We're talking about, this was his first big, what they call Operation Falcon. Huh? Now, this whole thing came, a week after Gonzalez went before the Senate and said that the USA Patriot Act had to be renewed, the parts that are set to expire at the end of this year. Right? Now, what is no longer a surprise to me, not a single Democrat. Where's a Democrat raising his voice saying, hey, what is this all about? Well, was this a dress rehearsal for something else? Huh? Is this like the Palmer raids a couple of generations ago? Remember those? I remember reading about them. I don't know. Maybe you're old enough to remember. CNN, Dragnet nabs 10,000 fugitives. Ooga booga 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 booga. Huh? Ooga booga booga booga. Fugitives here, fugitives there. Here a fugitive, there a fugitive. Are we really supposed to believe this? Our senior correspondent, Chris, says, if I remember basic math, the operation captured 10,340 people, of whom 162 were wanted for murder, 638 had outstanding arrest warrants for armed robbery, 553 were wanted for rape or sexual assault. Also captured were 106 unregistered sex offenders and 154 gang members. 162 plus 638 plus 553 plus... Okay. That adds up to 1,613 people. But they got 10,000. Okay, throw in another 4,000 for a minor drug event. That's 5,000.
Hello? What was this all about? Our New York correspondent, our bureau chief, Teresa. Hi, is it just me, or did you find the Justice Department's roundup of 10,000 people scary? Supposedly, these were fugitives, but how do we know? The images of the cops and Justice Department officials kicking in civilian doors struck panic in my gut. And because we are told they're all disgusting criminals, the anchors and talking heads are praising Gonzalez's goons and don't find anything unusual about it. I don't know, Teresa writes. Am I listening to you too much? Yeah, I know what you mean. But no, it's just another day in Newsville, right? 10,465 people were arrested last night. Alberto Gonzalez had a news conference about it today, and we here at the Crack Cable News Networks, we covered the press conference. How about Negroponte arresting some real felons, like himself? For perjury, Mike sent this. He says, how about Negroponte arresting himself? Or no. Here's what Mike says. Way to go, Alberto. A good start. Now, if you'll take a look at that boss of yours, you know the felon that never got caught for insider trading and drug trafficking. And how about Negroponte for perjuring himself in front of the Senate? What about Ken DeLay? Maybe we can bring Janet Reno out of retirement so laws can be enforced uniformly against everyone, Republican and Democrat alike. No. Come on, Mike. You've been smoking that wacky weed again. Whoops. Don't say that. They'll arrest Mike. 10,000 plus people arrested to give Gonzalez this wonderful opportunity to show how tough he is, I guess. I don't know. But the way in which these raids are being used to bolster these so-called anti-terrorist policies that are a necessary and major step toward a police state, I think that's what Teresa's writing about. I think that's what most people who know about this now, who saw the video footage, is like, oh my God, okay, 10,000 bad guys off the street. Well, Jesus, Malloy, that's nothing but good, right? That's nothing but good. This is Air America.
This tax week, Mother Jones Magazine reminds you who gets the big tax breaks under this administration. Corporations. In the April issue, Mother Jones brings you the behind-the-scenes story on the massive tax cut Bush didn't want you to know about. Last year, Bush quietly signed a $137 billion tax break, but it was only for corporations. This was one of the largest giveaways to industry in decades. General Electric got $1 billion in tax breaks. Four Texas companies got permission to set up offshore tax shelters and avoid taxes. Almost any company that could hire a lobbyist got some kind of kickback. Republican Senator John McCain said it was the worst example of special interest power he'd ever seen. Already, corporate taxes are at their lowest in 20 years. But this administration keeps giving breaks to corporations and the wealthy. And the rest of us get stuck with a bill. Something to remember on April 15th. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
You know, I got an email criticizing me saying I shouldn't be saying anything about Jenna Bush because, you know, presidential kids should be off limits and I'm better than that. And frankly, first of all, I'm not better than that. Jenna's an adult.
Did you go out of your way to draw attention to yourself? Say, like, dancing on a tabletop, yeah. Flashing your thong. You shouldn't complain about the attention.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Okay, so you've been hearing a lot about the environment and greenhouse gases, and you're conflicted because you know it's important, but what can you do? The EPA urges you to be part of the solution with Energy Star. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true. But by using an Energy Star qualified programmable thermostat, you're taking an important first step to heat and cool your home more efficiently, and that helps the environment. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov, and you'll feel good knowing you're making a difference.
I am Linda, and I am on the mic.
Streaming online at themic921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Yo News, I'm Michelle Wright. For folks on the East Coast,
Tax Man!
The deadline to file has just passed. For the rest of the country, time is ticking away to make sure your tax return is in, our Jim Roop report.
Many procrastinators or customers at this 24-hour H&R Block office in Los Angeles with lots of excuses, reasons, rather, for their last-minute filing.
It is very last-minute, and I called these guys at like 1 o'clock. I was watching TV so I could get my taxes done. My girl Glenda's busy. So I was lucky to get this nice gentleman.
Gee, her regular accountant's busy. Who'd have thought? Jim Roof, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
Not rushing to the post office tonight, President Bush. He made his family's tax returns public on Friday, showing the Bushes had to pay Uncle Sam just over $207,000 on their adjusted gross income of $784,000. The president did, however, spend his day talking up his Social Security plan in Ohio.
Seems fair to me that if setting aside money in a personal savings account is good enough for a member of the United States Congress, it's good enough for workers all across America.
Mr. Bush spoke to a group at the Lakeland Community College in Kirkland, Ohio. The White House is signaling the president may be willing to compromise on his plan to overhaul the system. After yet another dismal day on Wall Street, our Jeannie Ehrman reports the latest consumer sentiment data is not very positive.
Consumer sentiment fell a fourth month in a row, according to the University of Michigan Sentiment Survey for April. It's hit the lowest level in 18 months, hurt in part by worries over gas prices and the job market. Also, a New York regional manufacturing survey showed a surprise drop for the Northeast.
Friday, the Dow suffered its worst weekly decline since March of 2003. And in Utah, Mark Hacking pled guilty Friday to killing his wife, Lori. She was the center of a huge search last year after Mark reported her missing. This is CNN Radio News.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For birthdays, holidays, or any occasion, give the perfect memorable gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit us at starregistry.com, the Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list and send a beautiful personalized gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom? Super Prostate Formula reduces nighttime urination and improves sleep. We're so confident that you'll be thrilled with Super Prostate Formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 1-800-414-2152. 1-800-414-2152. That's 1-800-414-2152.
The Senate's top Democrat is charging his Republican counterpart will target the party in a religious video. Our Jen Bisney explains.
Senate Republican leader Bill Frist plans to take part later this month in a conservative religious broadcast to churches with a theme that anyone standing in the way of a vote on a handful of controversial Bush judicial nominees is against people of faith. But Frist's Democratic counterpart, Harry Reid, now tells reporters that charge is, quote, beyond the pale. Reid argues the assertion is in direct conflict with the constitutional ban on a religious test for judges. Democrats here are growing increasingly worried the GOP will force a rules change that would take away their right to block controversial judicial nominees, even as the minority party. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
The mother of Michael Jackson's accuser and the pop star's lawyer got into some verbal sparring during cross-examination Friday. She's expected to be back on the stand Monday. And a report from the Florida Department of Children and Families clears Michael Schiavo of allegation he abused his now-deceased wife, Terry. This is news from CNN Radio. Scientists have ID'd new dinosaur species. Our Rachel Lee tells us all about it.
About 77 million years ago, scientists believe it roamed what's now the southeastern United States. From hundreds of fossilized fragments, paleontologists have identified a new dinosaur species, an early relative of Tyrannosaurus rex. Named the Appalachian lizard from Montgomery County, it was 25 feet long and roamed the Earth 10 million years before T. rex. Most of the fragments were found over 20 years in Montgomery County, Alabama, and southwest Georgia. Rachel Lee, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
The federal government is lifting their restrictions on California beef after the state has been dubbed free of bovine tuberculosis. And even though she won't sue, a top executive for Wendy's says the claims made by a Nevada woman that she found part of a finger in her bowl of chili has affected the company's brand reputation. I'm Michelle Wright. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Now, let's take a snapshot of where we are with this economy in terms of working people. Corporate America is making gobs of money by keeping wages down, by saying to workers, you don't want to work here? I got 25 people ready to take your place tomorrow.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Keely was my baby sister. She loved pink. We were playing with her dolls. I found a gun in the drawer. It went off. I made Keely go away. I hate me.
An unlocked gun could be the death of your family. Please, lock up your gun. A message from the Ad Council and the National Crime Prevention Council. Visit unloadandlock.com.
Now, Mike Malone on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Thanks for tuning in. And again, program note, next Wednesday, the 20th of April, Hitler's birthday. I think he would have been 116 years old or something like that. Anyway, in observance of that mass murderer's birth anniversary, we are inviting all right-wingers to call the program. You flying monkey right screamers, you sick Republican neo-Nazis, you lurkers. Well, you have your chance next Wednesday night. We're going to only take calls from right-wingers. Now, there's some risk here because most right-wingers are cowardly. They're absolutely cowardly unless they're in a pack. And I doubt if we're going to have very many phone calls that night. And I'm not trying to bait these pigs because they don't need baiting. They're terrified to call this program for the most part. But if you right-wingers who listen to this program on a regular basis and just kind of hang back, you know, twisting your hair out of frustration, next Wednesday, on your boy's birthday, Hitler's birthday, we invite you to call the program and take your best shot. Of course, you're going to walk stiff-legged away from the phone when I'm done with you because you will have been delivered a severe case of red ass, but you can try. Next Wednesday, just get somebody to write down the phone number and dial it for you. And you normal people, you might want to sit back and listen. It'll be a real three-ring circus. There's no question about that. Yeah, right. Well, we'll do it for the first hour. We're only budgeting an hour for it to begin with, and we'll see what happens. Actually, we could probably set it up in the first 5 minutes and be done with it because most of these people are total cowards. If they can't call and say, "Ditto's Rush!"
from out here in Rifles of Rust Compound, Idaho, or Alabama, or Tennessee, or Georgia, or Michigan, or wherever. Hi, Raj. Don't we all hate queers and liberal media? All right, let's do some phone calls again. Bennett is calling from New York. Bennett, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Mike. God, this is a great honor for me. I'm a real fan of yours. But, you know, I have a suggestion before I get to my main point. You keep on referring to the fact that if you ever just let it all hang out, you'll get fired for the language you might use.
Yeah.
Well, my suggestion is just if you don't want your boss to, you know, fire you, just show up drunk one night. And then, no, just let it all fly, and then you can always say, hey, come on, Al, it was just the liquor talking.
Yeah, then I get fired twice.
Oh, well, but, you know, that would be a double loss for us. But the main reason that I called was referring back to what you said at the beginning of your show about our slipping into a theocracy here.
Right.
And I share that fear very, very much. But I don't think your solution, or at least one of the suggested possible brakes on that runaway train, is going to work. You said that mainstream or moderate religious people are starting to get fed up and there might be a backlash.
I'm hoping. Did I say they are? I meant I'm hoping.
Okay.
But I may have said they are getting fed up with it, yeah.
Well, in either case, I don't think it'll be sufficient, and I'll tell you why. That would be sort of like a hippopotamus falling off the Empire State Building and hoping to save himself by grabbing onto a pigeon's toe on the way down.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, because I don't really think that there is such a thing as moderate or temperate religion. And it's a complex argument, but just let me suggest to some of your readers who want to really delve into this by reading a very fascinating book. It's called End of Faith by Sam Harris, and it addresses that issue of how the notion of religious moderation really is a concoction of a very recent times when they're trying to sort of sell it to the public. They become a little more Madison Avenue and slick, but it wasn't the fringe element. It was the mainstream of religion throughout history that caused all the problems, the Crusades, the Holocausts. All the savagery that was done in the name of the church was done in the name of the mainstream church. So I just want to suggest coming out of the closet in every way we can. We have to let these people know that we're not afraid, that we're grown-ups, and that we want our opinions respected, and that there is something to counterbalance this kind of crazy runaway religiosity that I think is really threatening the whole planet.
Well, I agree, but let me suggest something. I like your hippopotamus. Was that an analogy
or an analogy?
All right, but what about this? You know, you're talking about atheists coming out of the closet and just declaring ourselves and kind of fighting. Real religionist people see atheists as absolute demons, and it's their biggest fear because it negates somebody who practices atheism or doesn't truck with religious belief is threatening the very foundation of a believer's existence, and therefore the atheist is the booger bear that steps out of the woods on a dark road on a moonless night with fangs and claws, and the first thing that the religionist wants to do to the atheist is to kill him. Just like if you or I were walking down a dark road armed in the middle of the night and a booger bear jumped out, a huge monster, we would try to kill it. We're not going to stand there and debate it. We're not going to talk to it. We're not going to reason rational, try to get rational with it. We just want to kill it. So I have found, in my experience, maybe you have too, I don't know, that once you declare yourself to be a non-believer in a cloud being or the talking snake theory of creation or all this other nonsense and mythology, if people are trying to ram it down your throat. Now, let me just say, I don't happen to believe that it's all, you know, bad stuff. It's only when it's applied. When people want to talk about mythology, it's like saying that, well, okay, Mike, is Greek mythology bad? No, it's comedic. It's soap operas. That's what the Greek gods were all about. The Christian gods, the Jewish gods, the Muslim gods are just as comedic. You know, what is this? Somebody wanders around for 40 years in the desert and food falls out of heaven. Oh, well, that's good. All right. You know, there's a bush burning in the middle of the desert and a devil steps out and says, hi, Jesus, are you there? Yeah, I'm here. You know, Moses raises his staff and Noah takes it. You know, I mean, it just goes on and on. This stuff is comedic. Right. It's comedic. In a larger sense, it is ritualized mythology. Now, therein lies the danger. Once it becomes ritualized, once it becomes something that people are willing to kill over, then there are other people who are going to have to die over it.
Right.
So, I you know, your idea about declaring a person who's an atheist, declaring, I think it carries with it an enormous risk. Do you understand what I'm saying with that, Bennett?
Yes, I do. And I agree with you that it's comedic if looked at just abstractly. But if you look at the way it's applied, it's the opposite of comedy.
Well, I know. That's right. Yeah, people die. People die. Entire societies are wiped out. Entire races are destroyed because of this religious nonsense. I understand.
You know what my belief is? That there are a lot of closet atheists in this country. That we're a lot... There are a lot more of us than you would gather just by looking at the mainstream media. There's a few guys like Bill Maher, George Carlin, some of the comedians, because they couch it in humor, are able to get away with it. But there are very few serious people, you know, non-comedians who could actually come out and do this without, you know, as you said, being declared the boogeyman and run out of town on a rail. But I think that if the more those of us who feel that way are brave enough to just say it, even at the dinner table among our relatives, you know, a lot of times we don't want to hurt, you know, Uncle Dominic's feelings because, you know, he goes to church all the time, and oh my God, he would never want to find out that his daughter married an atheist, and so we're polite and nice. But I think that especially with people who know us and who see that we're good people and that we're really good people, because our goodness comes from a true love of the world and reality, and not because we're terrified of some punishment after death. So when they see how these people that they recognize to be good, honest, non-hurting people are atheists, it might just little by little kind of put a little bit of a crack in their stronghold or what they think is there.
All right, well, that makes sense. That makes sense, Bennett. That's good. I got to leave it there, though, pal. Thanks for checking in, Bennett. I appreciate it. You know, there are a couple religions that aren't murderous in their intent. You know, I think about Buddhism. I think about Wicca. You know, Jainism. Zoroastrianism. Those religions.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
When you buy an 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum cleaner, you can breathe a lot easier. Hi, I'm David Oreck. My Oreck XL actually cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Our hypoallergenic filtration system traps airborne, allergy-producing particles. Other vacuum cleaners actually spew dust back into the air. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day home trial. You also get my canister vacuum free. Call 1-800-989-4200.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1 and Cuts Fitness for Men want to help you get cut for a cause. Are you going to race for a cure? Bike across the state to raise funds and awareness. Do you want to be in great shape so you can help your cause even more this year? Get cut for a cause. Log on to themike921.com. Tell us why you want to get cut and what your cause is. 10 qualifiers will train at Cuts Fitness for Men, and our winners will get prizes for themselves and for their cause. Register today at themike921.com.
After years of being wasted on Indians and Spaniards, California became part of the U.S. in 1848. Only 1 year later, gold was discovered, and wealth seekers poured in from all over the world. But it wasn't just a scramble for gold. With the founding of the first Napa Valley wineries, California stepped to the forefront of viniculture, giving birth to the now robust last-minute gift industry. By the beginning of the 20th century, Californians had built an empire based on agriculture, manufacturing, and trade. But what it really wanted to do was to direct. So the fledgling movie industry set up shop in Hollywood and began not returning calls. Hollywood bus stations were inundated with starry-eyed wannabe actresses. Most found exciting opportunities as prostitutes, exotic dancers, or theme park characters. But visionary businessmen realized they had just scratched the surface, and the birth of the porn industry enabled them to utilize all of their outlets. So if you're looking for self-gratification, fine wine, or just a great hubcap, check out California.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
Bill Clinton's far-reaching plan to eliminate al-Qaeda root and branch was completed only a few weeks before the inauguration of George W. Bush. If it had been implemented then, a former senior Clinton aide told Time, quote, "We would be handing the Bush administration a war when they took office." Instead, Clinton and company decided to turn over the plan to the Bush administration to carry out. Clinton trusted Bush to protect America. This proved, 9 months later, to be a disastrous mistake, perhaps the biggest one Clinton ever made. Clinton's national security advisor, Sandy Berger, remembered how little help the previous Bush administration had provided to his team. Believing that the nation's security should transcend political bitterness, Berger arranged 10 briefings for his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and her deputy, Stephen Hadley. Berger made a special point of attending the briefing on terrorism. He told Dr. Rice, quote, "I believe that the Bush administration will spend more time on terrorism in general and on al-Qaeda specifically than any other subject." Which brings me to a lie. When Time asked about the conversation, quote, "Rice declined to comment, but through a spokeswoman said she recalled no briefing at which Berger was present." Perhaps so, Dr. Rice, but might I direct our mutual friends, my listeners, to a certain December 30th, 2001 New York Times article? Perhaps you know the one, Condi. Shall I quote it? Quote, "As he prepared to leave office last January, Mr. Berger met with his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and gave her a warning. According to both of them, he said that terrorism, and particularly Mr. Bin Laden's brand of it, would consume far more of her time than she had ever imagined."
Take this cough test. Name this cough. That's a flu and cold cough. That's a COPD cough or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Any persistent cough should be checked by your doctor. Don't take chances. Get answers. Visit the American Lung Association online at lungusa.org. The American Lung Association, improving life one breath at a time.
Is calling from Minnesota. Eric, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Oh, my God, I think it's Oedipus George. I don't think he's got so much of his mother in him as he's...
Easy now.
Guckert in him.
Easy now.
Am I still all right?
Well, you're getting real close to the wire, and if you get too close, I'm just going to, my producer's just going to have to bleep you, okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right,
So burned up by these fascist, treasonous pigs. That, it's like the more I hear it, the more it burns me up.
I know. I feel the same way, believe me.
This little Guckert thing is just, they're trying to put that down to a simmer now, and I can't let that go. They've got, this is the party that comes out against gay everything, and yet they're practicing everything that they're preaching against.
Isn't that always the case, though? You know, we talked about this the other night, this idea of projecting something that society has told you that you're doing is terribly wrong, so you project it out on other people, and then just work like a maniac to persecute other people. Just like this Finkelstein, this guy who for the past 25, 30 years has been working with real neo-Nazi scum like Jesse Helms of North Carolina to do everything possible to destroy the human rights of Americans and anyone else who happens to be gay or lesbian or transgendered or whatever. And it turns out, that he decides, well, it's time for me to go marry my boyfriend because in Massachusetts because, you know, we want the legal protections of marriage. And marriage, after all, has not a damn thing to do with the church or the temple or the synagogue. It has to do with the state.
Yep.
It's all about legality and law. And anyone who says that the church or the temple or the mosque or the synagogue is what... is about marriage is either a fool or a liar or thinks you're a fool. It is the state. When Kathy and I got married, we had a friend conduct the service in our house. Is he a minister? I guess he's a minister. He says he's a minister. But at the point where he said it's the minister of the Church of Life and Light or something, I don't know. But at the point when he declares this man and wife, he says, now by the power vested in me by the state of Georgia.
Yep.
I declare you man and wife, not by the power vested in me by this mail order church group that I got my license from, or the Baptist Church, or Moses, or Buddha, or Wicca, or anybody. They just say, by the power vested in me by the state of Georgia.
Exactly. In other words,
it's a legal agreement. That's all it is. It's a damn legal document that any couple, I don't care, man, woman, man, it doesn't make any difference. If you're an adult, if you're over the age of consent and you understand what you're doing, the way the government, not the church, the government has set it up, if you're not married and you have a life partner, one of you is going to get screwed eventually out of an inheritance or property or visitation rights or children or custody or property or whatever it is. It has not a damn thing to do with any damn religion. It has everything to do with the state wanting its piece of the action. That's all it is. That's all it ever has been.
Hey, one more thing. You know, how do you tell a compulsive liar?
How?
All you have to do is watch Condoleezza Rice's nod as she's turning her head while she's saying yes. She's nodding her head no. I've heard another caller mention this. I've noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
And with little W's humming and hawing, you can just, I mean, that just...
Well, that's when that's when he's near a microwave or something, and there's interference in the high frequency transmission telling him what to say. Yeah, hey, listen, thanks for checking in, Eric. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening, pal. Lee is calling from Santa Rosa, California. Lee, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure, sir.
Over 10, it's a woman.
Oh, my pleasure, ma'am.
Hey, you bet. Over 10,000.
You've got an earthy voice. You've got an earthy voice, all right?
Oh, I've just been relaxing here on the couch listening to your show.
I hear you.
But 10,000 arrests. Over 10,000 people were arrested yesterday.
Right.
And look how it's been trivialized in the press.
I know.
The word nabs. You use nabs when you grab somebody by the collar. Over 10,000 people. And then there was just a little blurb in USA Today, no coverage about the arrest.
Hey, Lee, hold on a second. I got to do a break here. Just stay right there on the couch, and I'll come right back to you as soon as we clear out this break. This is Air America. Sometimes you're made to feel as if your love's a crime. Nothing worth having comes without some kind of fight. Gotta kick in the darkness till it bleeds daylight. Murder's in a dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time.
heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. Canadian snowbirds have been using Advocare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They're the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license. The state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hello, Air America. Guess who? It's House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Guys, you've got to subscribe to this new humor magazine. It's called Jest, and it is the greatest. Take it from me, last night I laughed so hard my boyfriend was like, shut up, I have to sleep. And I was like, no, you shut up. Hey, I'm Tom DeLay. Seriously, Jest is fabulous. Check it out.
Jest Magazine. Humor for the irreverent. Go to Jest.com for a limited time, and you can subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code AirAmerica. Subscribe now. That's J-E-S-T.com. Celebrity voices may not be real.
Progressive Sound Off with Morning Sedition here on the Mike 92.1.
Senator Kennedy, there's a lot of liberals and Democrats who think that you and Robert Byrd and Barbara Fox are like the only ones who are willing to take on the Republicans and take the political heat that goes with that. Is that true and why?
By and large, the American people are beginning to understand when we have these statements that are made by Tom DeLay, which in effect are threatening the judiciary. American people aren't buying that. When you get this group of political leadership in the Republicans, in the House and in the Senate, that are condemning the Sandra Day O'Connor and Justice Kennedy, two Supreme Court justices that were nominated by Ronald Reagan. These are Ronald Reagan Supreme Court nominees, Justice O'Connor and Justice Kennedy. And they are being roundly criticized for being activist judges and are being condemned by this group. This is the kind of abuse of power and extremist views that we're battling.
They're a step away from treason, aren't they?
Pardon?
These extremists, these religious extremists, they're just a step away from
treason.
Well,
they are talking about impeaching the Ronald Reagan's Supreme Court nominees. That shows you how far out of the mainstream they are. And I don't think the American people are going to buy it. We've approved 96% of this president's nominees. There are 10 that are clearly outside the main judicial stream. People around the world admire the American democracy, and the reason they do is because of our checks and balances. The president has the power of veto. We have the power of discussion. We are the envy of the world. That isn't good enough for an extremist group of Republicans and Republican leadership that want to change that concept. American people shouldn't go for it. I don't think they will. This is going to be the most important battle that we'll have.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
British TV host Anna Richardson alleges she was libeled by the California governor and two of his campaign workers. Schwarzenegger, of course, denied it.
Come on! These charges are outrageous and embarrassing and ruin these kinds of things, just like the other charges. These allegations are as phony as a knackers, allegedly.
I wonder if Maria has a frying pan.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
planet Zap.
Know the code.
LOHA is an acronym for Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability.
That's Andy Marks, executive producer of LOHAS 9 Forum.
One of the functions of the conference is to bring together business executives who are all looking to tap into this very robust consumer market.
LOHAS is a $227 billion market. Topics will include getting LOHAS into mainstream media and entertainment.
Heart and Soul in Hollywood, which is hosted by Bob Dowling, executive editor of The Hollywood Reporter.
And Daryl Hannah will host a panel on the future of sustainability.
Folks like John Picard, who is an environmental consultant and who has devoted his life really to help companies deal with sustainability as an issue.
The conference is April 25th through the 27th in Marina Del Rey, California. More at
LOHAS.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Esurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at Esurance.com.
There's something about me you folks might not know. Nobody likes me. Maybe it's because I like to attack people. I can reduce them to weak, stammering, confused, scared imitations of their former selves for life. I am a stroke.
Recognize the symptoms of a stroke and act quickly. To learn more about stroke, call 1-888-4-STROKE or simply log on to strokeassociation.org, because time lost is brain lost. A message from Don Rickles. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Days at 2 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
At the state of the world that we live in, where no one gives a damn about the future of children. Just building a cash flow, making a bank account. Let us expose the truth. Is that what the war's about? Because I don't understand. But what kind of a man should have to sacrifice his life for an area of sin? All the turmoil is making my blood boil. Because I don't want to see our people dying for oil. See the so-called media. Sway don't believe in you. The way I'm receiving you. It seems you're deceiving the mass majority.
Make way for
25 before the hour. Back to Lee, who has called in from Santa Rosa about the 10,000 arrests.
Yeah, one of my friends in northwestern Iowa and I were talking about this roundup of 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, yeah, it's a practice run. And I agree with that. I agree with that. And it's courtesy of Torture Gonzalez and Negroponte. These guys know how to control crowds. In every sense of the word, don't they? Look at their history.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. And in your saying it, in my saying it, like I mentioned a moment ago, we run the risk of being labeled soft on crime. The answer would be, well, Lee, what do you expect? You want the criminals to just be wondering? And my answer to that is what I think it was came in somebody's email. If the government in the form of the U.S. Marshals Service and local cops, if it was this easy to round up this many people, murderers, rapists, arsonists, child molesters, all these sick bastards, if it was this easy to do it, why hasn't it been done? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yes.
Why wasn't it done three at a time, or six over here, one over there, and then get this thug, and then get that one over there?
They're looking to they're gauging the reaction of the public. I believe that. They're gauging the reaction of the public. Look at the media coverage.
To mass arrest.
They want to see what how the populace reacts. Because 10,000 this time, what's it going to be, 15,000 next time? Who knows? The only thing that may save this country from this fascist administration just may be our men and women in the military, Mike.
I've said that before, that at the highest levels, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you hate to see a military coup in your own country, but it has been done before, not here, but in other places, in order to restore legitimate civilian control.
And that's all we want.
I know.
Not a single Republican stood up for the citizens of this country and voted against the bankruptcy bill. And that bankruptcy bill is going to bring back debtor's prison in this country.
Well, I understand that. But on the other hand, 19 Democrat senators and 73 Democrat members of the House voted along with the neo-fascists to destroy, utterly destroy
yep.
families. I mean, come on, this lie that there was bankruptcy fraud. If there's bankruptcy fraud, there are means and methods to prosecute it and lock people up. You know, Lee, I know, most thinking people know that this was a payback to the banking and credit card industry, but this is going to destroy so many people in the red state, so many people who voted for Bush, and in a sick way, I say, have at it. To hell with
you.
I know. But then think about, Lee, the kids. Think about the busted marriages that are going to come. About the kids.
Yes.
It's
I'm saying we can't have any faith in the Republicans in there right now. I'm not saying the Democrats are that much better, but no faith in the Republicans, because they're going to try a McCain ticket next time, because he kissed by supporting George this time, even though, you know, he didn't want to. But I think he kissed, and he sold out, and they're going to run McCain with, who knows, Hagel with the voting machines
in
his pocket.
Oh, God.
You know? So, yeah, but enjoy your show just a whole lot, Mike.
All right, well, thanks, Lee. And you know, now that I listen to your voice, I obviously you're a woman. You have sort of an indeterminate voice, which is kind of cool.
The
thanks, Lee.
Does that. Good night.
All right. Appreciate your call. What did she say? Pot does that? She didn't. Did you? Oh, I don't know. That's cool. Richard is calling from Michigan. Richard, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Absolutely. Yeah, some of my kids got busted at the U of M today for having a little poke around the house. So maybe that was part of the 10,000. Look, you were the call earlier about Bill Frist being a cat killer. I actually heard him call that probably on Air America a month or so ago, and I Googled. It kind of freaked me out. It just sounded like a wild charge. So I Googled Bill Frist and cat killer. And what came up were articles from the Boston Globe about Bill Frist's autobiography, where he says when he was a student at the Harvard Medical School, he would go to various cat shelters and adopt cats and then take them back to the dorm and perform operations on them. And like the Dr. Mengele of the cat world. And so many people have pets in America that they love. I think it would be to his political detriment if every time we referred to him, it was Bill Frist, cat killer. It's true. And it's easy for people to remember. I mean, if I told my 10-year-old daughter about it, she'd blanch. So I just that's like a movement I'm trying to start.
Have you had any success?
Well, actually, I was only on blogs. People pick it up pretty well on blogs. But seriously, wouldn't you when you hear something about this that's true, you have to ask yourself, you know, is this the kind of person you want to be president? And it may appeal to a swing voter. It's something that's easy to remember, and it's true. And while they're pondering that, you can work in the fact that the healthcare company that his family founded, Health South, had to pay $750 million. That's $750 million in fines. And is that the kind of person you want to be president?
Yeah.
Just a talking point sort of thing.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Well, stay in touch. Let us know how it goes.
Sure enough. Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Chuck is calling from Chicago. Chuck, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I've had a bad week. I think a lot of people have, but because I talk to people all over the country, and I can't believe on how many conversations I have like this with just ordinary people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pall, sort of, you know, like a fog going around, covering everything, sort of this energy. This is a great show you got going tonight. But I wanted to say something. I've been really disturbed about this. I'm a business owner in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm in the building that Air America actually broadcast out of for whatever, 2 months or whatever that was.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny. Real quickly, on a side of that, when they went, that Chicago thing, when it was, everybody was listening to it. I mean, people were not listening to NPR when it was being broadcast here. They were on Air America. And when that got kicked off, the funny thing is, they never said anything about that radio station. I know because their electricity goes through my office, 440 volts, or it's a big tower in the building.
Yeah.
The radio station is Clear Channel.
Right.
Nobody said anything about that. In all that, the whole thing, I just thought I'd throw that out. But it was a Clear Channel radio station, so...
Well, I don't think the station we had in Chicago is Clear Channel. As a matter of fact, it was owned by an individual owner. And let me clear that up, because we are on about 30 or 35 Clear Channel stations now. No, that was that whole episode, that whole incident shortly after Air America first went on the air had to do with some really severe misunderstandings and some weirdness inside.
Yeah.
Not just Air America, but also with the dude who ran that station in Chicago and New York. And
yeah, you're right. You're right.
L.A., I'm sorry, not New York. I mean, Chicago and L.A. And the reports about bad checks being written and so on and so forth, that was nonsense. There was weirdness, and any time you have something as radical, an idea as a liberal talk radio network starting up, there's going to be all kinds of stuff that hits the fan. And nobody ever knows what the truth was. But trust me on this. That was not a Clear Channel station, okay?
Well, it's at 1500 Southwestern, and they're about 100 feet away from my
right
office, and it's Clear Channel. And
it may be, we may be talking about two different things. But
that's not why I called, but I don't know why I brought that up. But so what I was saying, what I was getting to is, we're getting to the point where, if we do not fix this vote, we have no power. All we have is we have a lot of protests. We got a lot of, the majority of the people in this country is good and are willing to do something. But we have no power as long as there is no verifiable vote, which we found out the last two elections.
Right.
And I don't see anything happening to change it. And what this scares me is, people are getting desperate and angry. I'm hearing it in people's voices. I'm hearing it on this radio, and I'm hearing, on the phone with people, even in myself. I've got three kids. I'm a business owner in Chicago. I employ a lot of people, and I am fed up, and I'm afraid that what's going to happen is they're going to force us into armed insurrection, or like you just mentioned, hopefully, maybe some sort of military coup, which I try not to even say, but I've said it to friends.
I know. I hear you. These are things I worry about too, Chuck. Trust me. Like you, I've got kids. I got grandkids. It does concern me. Chuck, thanks for your comments. I do appreciate it. Quick break here. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Mother Jones Magazine gives you the best investigative reporting and progressive opinion. Subscribe today at readmojo.com and get a full year for only $10. That's right, $10 for a year of this truly independent magazine. Mother Jones is run by a nonprofit, so we're free from the bias of corporate media. We dig deep to bring you the truth behind the spin. Mother Jones, the best in independent news at readmojo.com. Subscribe today at readmojo.com.
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Out of habit, I would buy Nesquik because we grew up on it. Back then, nobody paid that much attention to what kids were eating and drinking. Today, you gotta pay closer attention to nutrition. Recently, there have been Ovaltine commercials that emphasize the vitamins and minerals. We'll go with the Ovaltine. My kids like it because it's chocolate. And to me, it's a better product because it focuses on vitamins and minerals.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
They think that they can control everything and change everything to the world that they want it to be, which is impossible and fascistic.
Well, then we should beat them. and we should concentrate our efforts on beating them at every turn, every initiative, every front. And we can do it if we're organized and if we're smart.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8
on Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
On February 15, 2001, a commission led by former Senators Gary Hart and Warren Rudman issued its third and final report on national security. The Hart-Rudman report warned that, quote, mass casualty terrorism directed against the U.S. homeland was of serious and growing concern, and said that America was woefully unprepared for a catastrophic domestic terrorist attack, and urged the creation of a new federal agency, a National Homeland Security Agency, with responsibility for planning, coordinating, and integrating various U.S. government activities involved in homeland security. That would include the Customs Service, the Border Patrol, the Coast Guard, and more than a dozen other government departments and agencies. The Hart-Rudman Commission had studied every aspect of national security over a period of years and had come to a unanimous conclusion. Quote, this commission believes that the security of the American homeland from the threats of the new century should be the primary national security mission of the U.S. government. The report generated a great deal of media attention and even a bill in Congress to establish a National Homeland Security Agency. But over at the White House, the Justice Department, and the Pentagon, President Bush, Vice President Cheney, Attorney General Ashcroft, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld decided that the best course of action was not to implement the recommendations of the Hart-Rudman report, but instead to launch a sweeping initiative dubbed Operation Ignore.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
This is Deputy Randy Wiesinger from the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Have you noticed how many of your friends, neighbors, and relatives are riding motorcycles these days? There is a safety problem in that motorcycles are smaller and somewhat harder to see. One of the leading causes of motorcycle crashes is the failure to yield right-of-way by other vehicles, often caused by the tendency to underestimate the speed of the oncoming cycles as well as their inherent lack of visibility. With the motorcycle season upon us, the Safe Communities Coalition and the Dane County Sheriff's Office want to remind you to watch for and respect the motorcycles on the road.
I've been doing Progressive Talk Radio since before there was Progressive Talk Radio. Well, there was. It was just me. So join me weekdays on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the crew, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, engineered in New York, David Fizikas in New York, screening your calls. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, Jim in Arkansas. Thanks one and all. The executive producer of this program is Catherine Bay. Don't forget Flying Monkey Right Night next Wednesday, April 20th, in observance of Adolf Hitler's birthday. So tell all your fascist friends that if they want to call this program next Wednesday night, they'll have a clear field, no waiting in line. But just understand that it's severe red ass if you do call. Robert in New Orleans writes the following: Mike, it just dawned on me how spooky it is that our government rounded up 10,000 citizens in one day. I hate to sound like I'm wearing a tinfoil hat or something, but I think this roundup is more than meets the eye. I wonder if these are even criminals being rounded up. Will there be 10,000 trials? I doubt it. Mike, I think Alberto Gonzalez is sending a message to the American people. All right, but it has nothing to do with stopping crime. The message is, in my view, an intimidation tactic from Bush's government to you and me. They are saying, this is how quickly we can get rid of you. Remember the letter you read earlier where the numbers didn't add up to 10,000? Mike, who did they really round up yesterday? Could you or I or one of your listeners say something too harsh about the government and get rounded up also? And when asked by a neighbor where they are taking us, they can simply tell the neighbor that we are, quote, an unregistered sex offender, or, quote, a murderer, or, quote, a wanted felon. This is the new disappearing tactic, Mike. Robert Nolens. Kind of spooky. Alvin is calling from Alabama. Alvin, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Alvin. How are you?
Just great, fella. I didn't hear you say anything about Karl Rove and the special that was on PBS the other night.
I didn't know about it.
Yes. PBS did a special on Karl Rove, Bush's brain, the other night.
Yeah? Oh, really?
I was wondering.
Well, it's probably when I was at work. See, I work at night, Alvin.
I think I noticed, Mike. I was expecting some type of analysis of why you think they broke that story about Karl Rove and all this chicanery and how he likes to remain behind the scenes and that he actually runs things from behind there.
Was it critical of Rove?
Lightly so, but the mere fact that they even introduced it into the public surprised me. I just thought maybe you knew why they were doing that.
No, I have no idea. I can't even guess. I wish I would have seen it, but you know, we miss a lot of good stuff that is on public television and will be for another couple of months until these new people who have taken over the Corporation for Public Broadcasting finally destroy it. But we miss a lot of that. But the way things are going, the liberal outlets, with the exception of this network, they're not going to be so much fun to watch anymore because the message is going to shift to a right wing message, isn't it? That's what I hear anyway. Do you hear the same thing?
What liberal outlets?
Public television.
Oh, really? Huh?
Well, not liberal, but you know what I'm saying.
Let me ask this, Mike. Okay, now, serious...
We're running out of time, Alvin.
I have serious light. My wife in her car recently bought it. It's got XM in there. I can't find you guys on XM.
Well, there's going to be a whole channel, I think, but I just don't know about that stuff, Alvin. I wish I did. I get emails from people asking me, what about Sirius? What about XM? What about this? What about... You know, I just work here. Like the man said, I just work here. I don't know what they do up on that level. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
All right, Alvin.
Thanks, man.
Hey, we're out of time. Thanks, dude. I appreciate you checking in. All right, you take care. Have a good weekend. No, I don't. Folks need to not email me or ask me or call me about all these decisions made at a corporate level. I'm like an employee of any other company. I have no idea what decisions are made or how they're made or who makes them, and I don't want to know. It's just more stuff to float around in my head, and I've got enough stuff already. I've got dead animals in there I'm trying to get out. You know, I've got spooks and haints and all kinds of stuff floating around inside my head. I don't even want to think about X, Y, M, Sirius, Z, Q, you know, syndicate. Just, you know, here's what I, you know, let me tell you what I hope. I hope, and I believe this is true, that whoever's in charge of getting the programs on this network out to as many stations as possible is doing his or her job. And I believe they are. And that's all I want to, you know, I don't care. I want to be able to look at that Air America website where it says 80 stations, and then 100, and then 3, 5, 7, 1,000! That's all I care about. That's all I care about, okay? Call me stupid. Call me unconcerned. But... Heather is calling from Ohio. Hey, Heather, welcome to the program. You got about a minute.
Oh, hi, Mike. I'm calling from the sadly red state, Ohio. And,
yes.
I work with a guy who is a Christian neocon.
Yeah.
And we went out to dinner the other night, and we had a good discussion on things, but...
No second date, right?
Pardon me?
There's not going to be a second date?
No, no. He's married. We just went out to dinner.
Oh, just dinner.
Just dinner, just as friends.
Okay.
And everything I brought up to him, he put faith into the whole discussion.
Faith.
So I'm wondering how the Democrats can get around that. I mean, I tried to bring up to him the fact that...
Hey,
know,
Heather, I hate to be a real thug here, but we're out of time, dear. Call me Monday. Please call me Monday and we'll talk, all right?
I will.
All right. Thanks, Heather. Yeah, we're just flat out of time. Thanks for everything you've done this week, folks, to make this program vibrant and alive. I'll see you Monday. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Oh, yeah. Have a nice weekend, Kevin, Kenny, wherever you are.
Larry King here. I want vitamins that give me more, like the Advanced Protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites, and Ester E, the only vitamin E that protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of natural vitamin E captured for the first time in a supplement. Ester E and Ester C. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection.
Look for Ester C and Ester E at Walgreens and GNC.
The Windsor Court Hotel, the Charleston Place, Amelia Island Plantation, the Renaissance Park 55. Hi, I'm David Orrick. What do all of these luxury hotels have in common? My 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum. Try my Orrick XL risk-free in your own home for 30 days, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift.